So if you were as surprised as I am, it would at least seem that Eureka has been found by some racists. Forget about Orania, a new whites-only settlement is rising in the Northern Cape, and its founder is promising a free 1,000 square meter piece of land plot to any white South African who wants to help fight against the uprooting of the white race. The Black First Land First grouping has decided they will open up a case of racism against the founders of Eureka. Its founder, Adrian Altius Nivoat, describes himself as the official coordinator of the Eureka movement in South Africa. Kevin Brandt joins us live on the line from Cape Town. Kevin, what's this all about?
A very good afternoon to you, Nicholas. Well, the founder says that he has the constitutional right to, establish this area there for exclusively white people outside the small town of Gurries in the Northern Cape. It's a town of about 1,500 people. It's about 4.5 hours drive north of Cape Town. So he feels that they will be providing their own infrastructure, saying that he acquired this land with his own money. He paid in the region of 6 million rand for it, saying that he with that piece of land, basically what he wants. And he says he has he doesn't really want to cause any friction with regard to what he's doing, but he feels that, in his words, saying that white people have been forced to flee the country because of issues such as BEE and also post-school opportunities for white residents of the country. He feels that they will there be able to live in peace and harmony.
Kevin, I visited Orania at least on two separate occasions to try and get the lowdown there in the Northern Cape, and their opinion is that their legal footing is that anybody that relates to the Afrikaans culture can come and live and visit Orania, and they essentially are not allowing non-white people to come there. Is Eureka any different?
Well, Eureka, and my understanding of it is that any person that is not white are not allowed to set foot on that piece of land. If you want to conduct an interview with the founder, you have to do so in the town of Gurries itself. But he also stated that, the piece of land, if you decide to acquire a piece of land there, you might not decide immediately to build there, but it is there for your family to use whenever they feel the need to move to this area. There's also a bit of a dispute between the founder as well as the local municipality with regard to infrastructure. The founder and his grouping want to handle their own plans, building plans, whereas the municipality feel that they should still put that through the municipal channels for that to be approved in that way. So there's still a lot of unclarity with regard to exactly how this facility will be run. It's my understanding that there are about 20 families already living, on this piece of land. But the founder says that, Adrian Nivoat says that he does not want to cause any division in the country, saying that it is simply there because he feels that he wants to create a space where white people will be able to go to if they feel the need to do so.
Kevin Brandt, live on the line from Cape Town, talking about Eureka, another whites-only enclave in the Northern Cape. Certainly South Africa's come to a point where we need to start learning how to build longer tables instead of higher walls.